It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, November 8th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It is Friday, and that means Silicon Valley time. This week's guest is Gizmodo staff writer Leslie Horn. Leslie, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Leslie, are you ready to play Silicon Valley, the game where I and a worthy adversary, today yourself, try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm going to start. I got a number for you. 68 miles above the Earth.
You stumped me.
Are you a Lady Gaga fan?
Oh, I know this. Okay. Yeah, she's going to perform in one of Virgin Galactic's vessels.
In zero gravity. Well done.
But not till 2015.
Yeah, we got to wait a little while. So you got a number for me? Hit me.
All right. 300 stores.
300 stores is the number of Microsoft Surface pop-up stores that are closing this week.
Nope. Blockbuster.
Oh, the Blockbuster stores.
Has 300 stores left, and it's closing their doors.
Why are there still 300 stores?
Well, we all have parents.
And they have parents.
And they have parents, and I guess, you know.
Okay, I got another number for you. $300.
The price of the Nexus 5? Is Nexus 5? No, it's cheaper than that.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's the price of Bitcoin. At least once this week, Bitcoin passed the $300 mark. So maybe rumors of its demise, perhaps overblown.
Okay.
So you got another number for me?
100 million.
100 million what?
People.
100 million people at least will not make any money off the Twitter IPO?
Well, I guess I'm going to count that because, sure. But I was referring specifically to the number of daily active users on Twitter.
Is that true, though? We're not counting bots here?
Based off of the number of bots that follow me, I'm sure there's some bots in there.
Leslie Horn is a staff writer for the website Gizmodo. Leslie? High fives over the radio.
High five.
And before we go, Twitter stock may have jumped over 70% when going public yesterday, but Facebook has also had some key growth this week in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The company has confirmed that it's opening a Boston-area office not far from the spot it was born those many moons ago in a Harvard University dorm room. A long way from Menlo Park, California, but at least the company in the state can now say Facebook's coming home. You can always check out our Facebook office, facebook.com/Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.